Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Brian Artis. This is the Dr. Artis Show, and this is a very special edition. You know, I don't bring a whole lot of guests on, but when there's individuals out there who are making waves and improving the lives of people, particularly when those ways don't involve buying anything and it's free, it's actually just stopping doing something and you can transform your life. Why would I not want to tell you who those people are in the world of consumerism and everybody trying to pitch you something to detox with, to buy, to wear, to use, to shine, to turn on a switch. You got to buy this light, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. There's so many things out there people can sell you. I'm actually going to introduce you to somebody named Sean McCormick, who is actually an expert in not eating and drinking water. Like, just stop it for a few days and watch your life transform. First off, before all of you out there are like, you know what? I trust Dr. Artis. He brought this guy on here. We're going to talk about dry fasting. I don't need to listen to another word. They're just going to be yapping about stuff that are beneficial, health benefits. I trust these two guys. I'm going to just do it. Hold up. There's a question Sean submitted first, and I'm going to ask it for you, all of you watching. Why should someone be very careful about dry fasting and not just jump in?
Right.
For example, he gave the stem cell analogy. But let me give you some of the examples he put into his question. So all of you out there can kind of figure this out. There are lots of lay people. Then there's a lot of health professionals out there and medical professionals who know these terminologies. For example, he said stem cell cycles and retarding the growth if you interrupt it. I'm assuming the dry fasting cycle. Hurting your pancreas during refeeding, edema, etc. And then he had these words. It's like cellular surgery. All right. So why should someone, before just diving in, be careful about dry fasting? And this is no different. My audiences know this, Sean. I talk about it all the time. Before you start nicotine, you got to know something about nicotine. You don't want to just go to the store and not know what you're doing or what you're picking up. If you're going to do nicotine patches for COVID, they never said do 14 milligrams or 21 milligrams in their studies that are required to cure you. But there are three different doses. It's important you know there's three big doses. The smallest dose or the size patches, 7 milligrams. Every long COVID patient was cured of all their symptoms they suffered with for 2 years in just 6 days. They did not try 14 milligrams or 21 milligrams, but there's a reason why they didn't even recommend that. They picked the smaller dose. All right. So there's always reasons why you need to educate people. Why should people pause and what should they know before they just dive in? Is there any medical conditions where you have read, seen where you're like, you know what, you really, really need to be overseen, supervised when you do this? Any conditions you would just like to highlight right off the gate?
Yes, there's a number. There's a long list of contraindications. Just off the top, a couple of those are deep vein thrombosis.
Okay.
Kind of makes sense.
Big blood clots in the veins and the legs. Okay.
Right. Another one, don't do this if you're pregnant. That's obvious. Everyone listening understands that.
Your baby needs nutrients to build a body. Okay, baby, got it.
Right. If you are on multiple medications, again, I don't expect your audience to be doing very many medications.
Right.
But if you're on a number of medications, don't do it. Don't do it. If you are very, very, very lean and you don't have much fat to lose, dry fasting, as no surprise, you're going to lose a lot of weight and you're going to lose a lot of fat. You know, if you look at the before and after pictures on my Instagram of the 5 day of my last 5 day dry fast, where I lost 18 pounds in 5 days, if you're already pretty skinny, it's not a good idea. There are some heart contraindications. If you have heart issues, again, for obvious reasons, your blood thickens during this process. And so there are a couple of different places where you can find a number of these contraindications, but I think that covers kind of the big ones.
Can I tell you what was published in the research study that's linked to this interview on dry fasting over 5 days in 2020? They actually found the average participant dry fasting for 5 days lost an average of 14 pounds in 5 days.
Yeah.
So for those of you, when you mentioned the lean side, I mean, have you ever met anybody where you're like, man, you're like 7% body fat, dude. You're like 19 years old. You're shredded. I'm not sure this is a good idea. Would you ever tell anybody based on their leanness? I'm very thin, by the way. Would you ever tell them, like, you're too lean. You might not want to do 5 days, maybe 2 days at a time. I don't know. How would you massage that conversation?
I would. Yeah. There, and we actually had in our last two dry fast with friends groups ago, we did have a guy that was extremely lean, former bodybuilder. And he struggled a little bit. At day three, he said, "Hey, I'm really thin. Like I've lost a whole bunch of weight. I don't know if I should continue." And we said, "Okay, well, think about it this way. If you lost another 10 pounds, in days 4 and 5, would you be in sort of the danger zone?" He said, "No, I think another 10 pounds, I would be okay." And so he kept with it. He was doing treatments. He was fasting for some healing that he needed to get. Got it. And so I would say, 2 days is fine. Maybe think about doing what we call intermittent dry fasting, which is a 1 day, 24-hour dry fast that includes 6 miles of walking that not only burns fat, but also activates a lot of that intracellular cleanup and autophagy. So yeah, I would, if someone's real lean, I would maybe tell them to not do 5 and just stick with 2 or 3.
Got it. Just kidding. I was just curious. Good. Yeah. Now for all of you out there, I'm not trying to come up with ways to which I'm excusing many of you not to ever try this. I'm just telling, I'm curious and I'm learning along with you. I want to know, is there any scenarios where I myself, who is very lean my whole life, I'm like, do I do this and for how long? And at what point do I go, you know what? Maybe this is okay to stop here.
Yeah.
What do you need to know? You have done this many times. I have never done a multi-day dry fast. So what would you want to make sure I'm aware of before me and my wife get really excited about not having to come up with a food plan for the next 5 days? What do we need to know?
There are some really key things that you need to know that you've already touched on. And even before you start the dry fast, understanding that it's really important that you open up detox pathways beforehand. Okay. So even before you skip a day or 2 or 3 or 5 or 7, it's really important that you open up your body's natural ability to flush toxins. If you are gummed up, if you are not open in your detox pathways, you're just going to be cleaning out and then keeping the toxins that you flushed intracellularly. So number one, you got to make sure that the pipes are clear.
He used a term, actually, Sean did, and I liked it. I was like, I've never seen anybody write this term. He wrote, people need to understand pre-toxing, right?
Pre-toxing.
How to pre-tox. And I'm like, I've never even heard that term. But before you do the dry fast, which you will be detoxing while doing,
yes,
he's saying you need to get these pipes ready, which are elimination points that we educate you on here, everybody around the world. All right, dive into this pre-toxing thing. Go ahead.
Right.
How they do that and make sure it's working.
Yes, there's a number of ways. Some of the more powerful pre-tox protocols that we use with our groups is psyllium husk and activated charcoal.
Love it.
So you want to actually really open up the pathways for excretion. That's really important. Another way that we, which again is free to open up detox pathways, is to get the lymphatic system moving. When you are dry fasting, because you are so dehydrated, the lymphatic system can tend to kind of bind and clog. And so walking, hopping up and down, doing the big 6 lymphatic flush where you're tapping these lymphatic places to open up the detox pathways. So pre-toxing before you detox is really, really important, because you are going to detox massively. So
you're just assuming we all have toxins inside of us that we're going to be eliminated.
Okay. If you're alive, I mean, if you're alive, yeah, you got a couple.
All right. So just so you know, if you're breathing and alive and you're watching this, you have toxins, you would benefit from dry fasting. Okay, good. Now go ahead.
100%. While you're dry fasting, it's really, really important that not only are you pre-toxing, but when you're in the thick of it, right? Day one and two are pretty straightforward. A lot of people tolerate those first couple of days pretty easily. And in fact, older people tolerate dry fasting even better because they're already a little bit dehydrated and their metabolisms are already a little slower. But as you get into day 4, when the stem cells are starting to release from the cleavers in your femurs, when the stem cells are coming out of your own bones, that's, we estimate, probably $30,000 to $40,000 worth of stem cells that you're getting from yourself. If you wanted to go to Mexico, it would cost you $40,000 to do this. You're getting those from your femurs. If you interrupt that process by having literally a sip of water, which activates your digestion, which activates all of your internal organs, that process stops. So that means those stem cells go back into your femurs. And then if you need those later, if you're sick or if you have some sort of physical injury, those stem cells that started to come out, but you took a sip of water, you caved on day four, those go back in, and those are not as readily available as when you need them down the road. So that's the first really important part of this. So if you go to day three, you can stop. You're good. That's, you have not started the stem cell release. If you get to day four, you really got to go till the end of day five, or else you're going to do yourself a tremendous disservice when it comes to your stem cells. The other part, how you exit your fast is really, really critical. You can't go 5 days without food and water and then have a piece of apple pie. It may surprise you. It may be like, well, why can't I? I mean, it's, you know, it's apples and it's, you, the thing is
you don't recommend Dr. Pepper on day six.
I do not recommend Dr. Pepper on day six. There is a really specific dietary guidelines that you have to follow in order to ease your systems back online.
All right, so tell me a beverage that you would recommend people to start reintroducing on day six.
This may surprise you, but water.
Oh, wow. Okay, good.
Water.
Oh, okay. What about food? What would be a first thing to put in your mouth is food?
Well, here's the thing with water. Tap water is not a good idea.
We tell people to avoid that stuff. We educate them 24/7. Very good.
They know. They know. So no tap water. First and foremost,
what about the hose? Is the hose water out in the backyard considered tap water?
That's absolutely tap water. You do not want to be drinking that. If you can do it like my family does, we go gather all of our water from a spring, from a primary source of water that we bring back and we keep in the sun and do all this stuff. So you really want to get structured water into your system. It's really, really important.
We educate people on RO water, distilling water, structuring that distilled water. Bring it on. Love it.
Yep. You don't want to do solid foods really until day seven. So you've done
an example of a solid food.
A solid food is an apple.
Okay. Don't want to do that. Got it.
You do not want to do that. You want to ease into bone broths, maybe some coconut water to get some of the potassium and some of the minerals. Salted water, you know, we nerd out on salt, what types of salt and all that good stuff. You want just the absolute highest quality water and nutrients that you possibly can, because you are basically a dry sponge. And as you put nutrients and hydration back into your system, your body goes, oh, thank goodness. And it opens up. And so if you're putting low quality nutrients into that system, you're selling yourself short. So like homemade bone broth is about as good as it gets from organic grass-fed, grass-finished oxtail or beef. You can do chicken, but the quality of the meat that you're making that bone broth, it matters. It matters. And it's going to fuel all of these cleaned up cells that you have just gone through this 5-day process for. So you go through this intracellular detox, and if you're putting low quality fuel back into the system where you have all this regeneration that's happened over the 5 days, it's a bummer. So if you go too quick on sugar, so if you have an apple, if you break your 5-day fast with an apple, you're introducing, it's natural sugar, but you're introducing sugar to your system, which is going to put a lot of pressure on your pancreas. Your pancreas is going to go, whoa, look at all this sugar.
I haven't seen sugar for 5 days. Holy crap, this is a lot of sugar. Okay, pump insulin, go.
It could be too much for you. Very likely going to be too much for you. So you have to, it takes very small doses of liquids and broths, maybe some coconut water, and then building up over the course of the next couple of days, fruits are good. Vegetables are fine. They can be a bit fibrous. They can be a little bit hard to digest. Fruit is really kind of the best option, but you don't want to do that until really day 6 or 7. Everybody's a little bit different. Baking soda is actually referenced in some of the protocols as a baking soda with water for various reasons. So it's really, really, really important to follow really smart protocols for re-nourishment and rehydration.
All right, good point. Pause. Tell them your website.
Right. It's dryfastwithfriends.com.
Good. And it's not dryfastwithenemies.com. It's dryfastwithfriends.com. All of you out there going, I don't know what to do on day 6. I know how to stop eating and drinking, but what to introduce? Where do I find some guidance there? All right. Dryfastingwithfriends.com is where you're going to go. All right. That's a great reference. All right. Number 2, before we go any further, I love asking guests this. What's a book that you've ever read that you think is a good introduction to people to make sure they have on their shelves or as a reference online or in their library at home? What's a book on dry fasting you would recommend to people, whether you wrote it or somebody else did? Any example of mine?
The Phoenix Protocol is pretty much essential reading for this.
The Phoenix Protocol. I've not even heard of that book. Thank you very much. I'm ordering it right now. Thank you.
August Dunning, whose family was a bunch of medical doctors, he was not a very healthy person. He didn't eat. He didn't eat very well. He wasn't really focused on health until he got to his 50s. And then he rediscovered some of the older literature, the Russian literature around dry fasting. And he decided to do what all cool biohackers do, is you do an experiment on yourself to see how it goes. Here's the cool part about this. If you go to August Dunning's YouTube channel, you can go and watch his oldest video. And I invite everyone to go do this. Go watch his first video he ever published on YouTube and see how he looks, see how he sounds, see how his posture is. And then go from oldest video to newest video, and you will be shocked how he ages backwards.
Wow.
Like legit Benjamin Buttoning, he's younger, his skin is better, his posture is better, his energy is better. So August Dunning wrote and references a lot of the research from doctors Shishenikov and doctors Filanov, who devoted a large part of their life to this dry fasting protocol, where they're doing sometimes 11-day dry fasts at a clinic over in Europe. And, you know, this is for people who have, you know, critical illnesses, cancers, leukemias, those sorts of things, where they're doing it under supervision. But you don't, if that's not something you're dealing with, you really don't have to go do it with help. You can do it on your own, or you can do it with friends.
Very good. All right. So August Dunning, go check it out. I'm going to go check it out too. And I'm going to buy the book. All right. Now, next question. How often would you recommend a 5-day dry fast for those who are finding benefits and loving it? Would you recommend, hey, you did it now, you completed it, congratulations, just eat bone broth for one day, then go into an immediate another 5-day fast? How often should people consider looking at this as a way to continuously improving and protecting their health?
This can be a lifestyle changer. And for people who got incredible benefits, they're going to want to do it again. And I want to caution that you've been through something so intense and so transformative that you want to wait a year at least before you do another one.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Dunning for a while was doing 2 a year. So he would do a 5-day dry fast every 6 months. I think that there's a case to be made for that. But for sure, you're going to want to wait a year before you do the second one.
Rock and roll. You don't have to buy nothing. Just stop doing something. It's going to be amazing. Of all the controversial topics here at the Dr. Artist Show, we've unveiled, you know, the deadly side effects of Remdesivir, a deadly toxic drug I coined Run Death Is Near with hospital protocols. That's when the world was introduced to me and who I am, was trying to make sure you just stayed at home and didn't do anything the hospital told you or the medical profession. That was it. Just stay home. Your life will be preserved a higher percentage wise than if you went into the hospital and got pumped with the drug, proven to kill 53% of all people that they gave it to in the trials leading up to COVID. All right. So that was key. Then it was, now I'm talked about all over the place. I'm like the nicotine guy all over the world. Okay, great. Now you can go over the counter. You still don't have to go to a medical doctor. except for a few countries now, who, like Canada, just made nicotine patches by prescription only. And Australia just made nicotine products by prescription only, so they can profit even more so off of over-the-counter products called nicotine agents like patches, gum, suck it, you name it, mints. All right, so you can not go to the medical doctor, don't need a prescription, don't need to use your insurance, and you can go buy some really cheap nicotine patches and reverse your long COVID symptoms. I mean, these are pretty controversial topics, but don't require a lot of expectations. And I don't even have a nicotine product to sell you. I'm just telling you where to go get it. We're going to talk about something even more controversial, I think, for the medical profession, because if you go look it up, I decided this morning, I'm going to go look up on PubMed.gov how many published medical research studies there are on dry fasting, meaning you don't drink water, you don't swallow anything for a certain amount of days. And do you know there's over 660 research studies published on PubMed.gov right now about dry fasting? And all of them publish benefits to your health by doing this. So there's a lot of mainstream myths, legends, worrisome claims like nicotine's a highly addictive substance that all of you have to navigate yourself to. And there are certain groups of people with certain conditions like cardiovascular disease, diabetics, who are told, don't you dare dry fast. That is super dangerous. There's a lot of myths, a lot of worries about not eating and drinking. And you got to remember, who benefits from you consuming and eating stuff? Obviously, those who are selling you stuff to eat and drink. All right, so I am not the expert on dry fasting. However, before I bring Sean on here, who is, for the Dr. Artist Show's context, the world's expert that has been presented through this platform on dry fasting. He's the world's expert, according to the Dr. Artist Show. And I have the world literally on an apple right here. So he's now the world expert on the Dr. Artist Show. The world's on an apple. You see it right there? All my continents. Sean McCormick's going to be the expert. I do have to make sure Sean's aware. I was actually raised in a multi-generational family who were all born Mormons in the Mormon church. So I was raised, born and raised in the Mormon church. Unbeknownst to all of you out there, unless you're Mormon or in the Mormon church or ever had any part of your life where you went to the Mormon church. I don't know if he knows this. Maybe he does. But did you know that in the Mormon church, they encourage every member of the church to dry fast for one whole 24-hour period the first weekend of every month? Now, you would think that was for health benefits. That is not why they do that. They actually tell you, please don't eat or drink anything for a 24-hour period first week of every month. And please give whatever money you would have spent on the food, beverages, snacks in that 24-hour period, will you please write a check to the Mormon church called Fast Offerings? So to go help other people who have needs. All right. So that was the real reason, was to donate money that you would have spent on food, beverages otherwise. And anyway, that was the whole point there. So I did do that growing up my whole life, but to go longer than 24 hours, I never experienced that. And so, if you've never dry fasted ever, you're about to learn some stuff. And I'm excited to learn from Sean McCormick, the Dr. Artist Show's world expert on dry fasting. Here we go. Welcome. Yeah. Sean McCormick. How are you, buddy? He's out of Seattle. It rains there 10 months out of the year. I was just talking to him off camera. So there's more water coming to Seattle than any other area. And he's still telling people don't consume that fresh water coming from the sky. Even during those 10 months, there's more water, fresh water, distilled water in Seattle than any other part of the United States. And he's like, just give a few days. Don't drink any of it. You're going to be just fine. Sean, it's great to meet you finally. I've seen your face on various platforms, podcast interviews. I've seen it. I want you to educate me on the benefits, risks, the myths associated and propagandized around the world about dry fasting. Why is it so threatening to the medical profession that people stop eating for a day, two, three, four, five? I actually am going to link in this interview right below a research study just conducted and published in 2020 on the health benefits of dry fasting for five complete days. You're going to be blown away at every amazing thing that happened that actually would be beneficial to cardiovascular disease patients and diabetics. Every single thing that they say are markers of worsening health effects in these people were improved with dry fasting in just 5 days. All right. So number one, Sean, I want you to introduce the audience as to who you are. And then I want you like build up to this. I want to know who you are, where you were raised, What was your mindset growing up? People know me from watching me that I just wanted to play basketball my whole life until my sister was diagnosed with lupus and I was 21 years old and I wanted to know everything about the human body. Why would somebody develop these symptoms they can't get rid of the rest of their life and then be drugged for the rest of their life? Didn't make sense to me. I had to go learn, which is why I am this alternative spokesperson for natural healing outside of conventional medicine. The promises of conventional medicine are minuscule and no hope. So I like hope. I enjoy hope and then have watched hope be restored in the lives of people around the world, in their marriages, their physical health, their spirituality, all improved with natural health principles. Now, everybody thinks they got to take something. Sean, what got you interested in stopping eating and drinking for days at a time?
Yeah.
Tell us where dry fasting became a value to you in your life and introduce yourself to everyone out there.
Happily. I'm so happy to be here. Yeah. So I grew up a very curious kid. I had a lot of energy, athlete, and I was a busy, busy, busy kid. My folks introduced me to meditation because it gave me an opportunity to go inside my mind, inside my body, to relax, to be at home and at peace, sitting in meditation. And in so doing, I became curious about my body. I became curious about my mind. I became curious about God and the interconnectedness of all things. And it stayed with me as I grew older and played college sports. I kept with my meditation practice. Awesome. And interesting things happen in meditation, little reveries, little secrets, little notions of yourself and the way that you operate and the way that you think. And fast forward into my late 20s, when I decided to change everything, born and raised in Seattle, I decided, you know, I don't like this sales job that I have. I want to open a flotation therapy center. I want to help people to meditate, to get pain relief, to get stress relief. So in 2012, I opened Float Seattle, which at the time was the first flotation therapy center since the early 80s. Wow. And I got to see firsthand, day in and day out, people get absolutely transformed, sleep better, less pain, get into deep meditative states just by floating in 10 inches of Epsom salt water. And it was from there, working with these people, really becoming curious about the way that their bodies function, the way that they healed, the way that they could heal themselves through specific practices without chemicals, without prescriptions, without big pharma's fingers in every single aspect of your life. Turns out that 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt water and 10 inches of water for an hour at a time was deeply transformational. It was deeply healing. So around that same time, I took over a podcast, a biohacking podcast that I've had you on as a guest called Optimal Performance. And I, same as you, I geek out on the techniques, the habits, the approaches to health that don't include chemicals, that do not include a hamster wheel of a prescription for this and a prescription for the side effects of this. And so through the biohacking podcast, I've had the honor of interviewing people like you who can expand the way we think about health. You know, also growing up around here, around Bastyr University, which is really one of the preeminent naturopathic educational institutions in the country. It has changed recently. The people from Bastyr don't like to talk about it, but it has changed recently and their policies have changed. And I think for the worse. But I have this exposure to nature in the Pacific Northwest and to meditation. You know, there's a lot of, you know, crunchy granola kind of hippies in this area who really trust in their body and trust in their brain. And so that connection to meditation, to flotation therapy, to biohacking really opened up my perception and how I raise my children, in how I treat my body, and how I can communicate to other people to really be empowered unto themselves to take health sovereignty very seriously. I want to do it for me. And I think everybody has heard of intermittent fasting. You know, you think about, okay, I'm going to skip breakfast. Awesome. Good job. Then you know, over the course of like the last 10 years or so, you know, multi-day water only fasts became popular. Juice fasts, water fasts, you know, 3 days, 5 days. Well, I did about 20 multi-day water only fasts. And every time that I did a multi-day water only fast, chugging Topo Chico and Gerolsteiner, sometimes adding minerals or amino acids to that, it was really tough. I'd always get headaches. I'd always get caffeine withdrawals. I would have this intense brain fog. And I thought that was me kind of struggling through the benefits of a water only fast. And there are, admittedly, a lot of benefits to water only fast, but it pales in comparison to dry fasting. Dry fasting has been around since the 1600s. And we can skip the sort of history lesson, but it even goes way further back. We're talking John the Baptist. We're talking Ramadan. We're talking Hinduism. We're talking walkabouts in Australia, where you go for multiple days without food or water. The benefits are too numerous to list, and I'll let you kind of key on which things that you want me to kind of cover. But the fact of the matter is if you go 5 days without food and water, the benefits that you get are a total gut reset, like an absolute reset of the gut. You get a stem cell release of your own stem cells from your femurs on days 4 and 5.
Amazing.
Some people go all the way to day 7, where they get a full and complete bioidentical stem cell release from their femurs. And these stem cells are pluripotent, which means that they can go become any other types of cells. So if you have brain injury, if you have joint stiffness, if you have gut issues or injuries, those stem cells are going to go and do all of this repair. You also get this tremendous amount of autophagy, but there's the physical benefits are just one part of this. There are mental benefits. There are emotional benefits. There are spiritual benefits that you can kind of tell me which way you want me to go. But
yeah, when I think it's going to be helpful. Okay. So let's just stop there. All right. So we know there's going to be some benefits here. Now, let me just tell you, and my audience knows this, not because I explained this to them, but they're going to be very familiar. This is how I handle things, right? So typically there's a context around something related to health, a detox, magnesium, nicotine, whatever. There's a common belief around something, and there's certain things they've been programmed to think, and you've got to address that first so their mind can be open to learning something, right? So number one, for example, when I say nicotine, I do this from stage all the time. When I say nicotine, what do you think is the next few words that go into your brain? Like, you can't help it. When I say nicotine, what do you think next? The next words are highly addictive or is addictive. I mean, that's, you've been programmed to think that way. Then I'd go like this. Okay, great. Now, when I say the next word, what's the next three words? When I say these next two words, what are the next three words your brain thinks immediately? And I'd go like this. Vaccines are, and everybody yells it, safe and effective. Okay, this is programming. You have been programmed. Okay, now. And for you, Sean, you may not know this unless you're watching our Healing for the Ages conference and our group that I put together. Dr. Ed Group, literally, he created what's called urotherapy.com, this website to educate people on stem cells from aged urine consumption. Yes. Well, just so you know, lots of people don't want to even consider drinking urine. I have never done it in my whole life, but I love Dr. Ed Group. And for people who are sick, afflicted, struggling, you may find this an incredible tool for healing that's been around for millennia. I mean, millennia, thousands and thousands of years, it has been proven to be effective. And yes, they've confirmed in research studies, there's lots of stem cells and aged urine. That's great. But if you just don't want to do it, you're learning here, you can get a ton, $30,000 to $40,000 worth of stem cells that you wouldn't have to travel for and pay another company for. If you just stopped eating and drinking for 5 days, on day 4, they're going to get pumped out by that big old bone in your body called the femur. The bone marrow, as you've all learned from me, is what's producing all these cells. And these stem cells are going to come flooding into your bloodstream to provide benefits for years into the future. So anyway, I'm not here to try to find reasons to exclude my audiences and all you watching why you shouldn't consider dry fasting. I'm genuinely curious about these things in my own personal life. So let's dive in and ask some more questions. Let me go to the next questions you've offered here, right? Because I'm sure people in the audience have these questions like I do. So here we go. Next question. What are the mental benefits of dry fasting, young Sean McCormick?
There, if you've never, if you can think about it this way, when you go for 5 days without food and water, your life has to change around that practice. You're not going out to dinner. You're not even eating around the table with your family anymore. What happens is a sense of calm and peace, almost like time slows down while you're doing this process. There's a groundedness, and we encourage everyone who's doing this to spend plenty of time out in nature, barefoot, in the grass, in the dirt, in the streams, anytime, like strongly suggested. You get a decluttering of kind of the mental chatter of what's going on, because your body and your brain and your soul are going through something very, very challenging. Some of the reports that we've gotten from some of our participants, it's like everything just kind of simplified. The things that they were really worried about, they got better perspective on. The habits that they had around, oh, well, there's water here, so I guess I'm just going to drink a water, just have a drink habitually. Don't do that. Everything changes. So there's also this incredible confidence in the body's ability to heal, which is the centerpiece of what you're doing and what I'm doing as well, is like, trust your body that it knows what to do. When dogs are injured or sick, they stop eating and drinking. That's not a coincidence. When you have gone through this process, you have a sense of confidence that your body knows what to do. You get a decluttering of the brain. You have a sense of pride in the fact that you've done something really challenging, and it's really challenging. And the people, you know, my wife and two kids, you know, for the dry fasts that I've done, like, they give me a little bit of space because I'm going through something really challenging. You know, we still go ride bikes and go for walks and stuff like that, but your habits shift. You know, what we do every day kind of informs who we are. And if your whole day is not centered, just like your wife, if it's not centered around what you're going to put in your mouth later that day, everything just kind of settles. There's a quieting of the noise in such a profound way that can't be understated.
How about the emotional and spiritual aspects? What do people experience going through a 5-day dry fast or 1-day 6-mile walking dry fast?
The emotional benefits is a homeostasis kind of effect. Again, because you're going through something really challenging, all this intracellular clear up, all of this, you know, gut reset, scar tissue healing, injury healing, all this stuff is happening. And during that time, you get a better perspective about what's important to you. You know, every single person that does this says, I'm just a happier person now. I my priorities have shifted back to the things that I say that I love to do. And now it's really coming back home for me. There's a freshness from an emotional perspective. You get back in touch with your grace a little bit during this process, because you're on that razor's edge, which most people never get to. So everybody has this emotional sort of chill out mode that lasts for a lot of people, I think, for the rest of their life, for sure, for 6 to 12 months. Amazing. The spiritual benefits, as we touched on it earlier, there's references to many different religious disciplines that talk about purification, that talk about going without. And I'll tell you from a firsthand experience and from the experience of people that have done dry fasting with us, it is a profound spiritual experience. I had really, really powerful meditations during my last 5-day dry fast. You're connected to yourself. You're connected to nature. You're connected to your brothers and sisters. The cleanup and purification process is so profound. It's hard to describe, to be honest with you, that like I'm on the brink of, I've, this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, but I'm actually okay. And if you pray or meditate and you connect with a higher source of energy and divinity in the world, the signal is clear when you go for 5 days without food and water. People fall in love with their life again. They fall in love with their sense of purpose in the world. And again, this is everybody. It's really, really common that people are like, I came in for the stem cells. I'm a biohacker guy. I want the stem cells. You know, I want to get, you know, cleaned up.
Of course.
And then they leave with like, that was the most profound thing I've ever done in my life. And I feel more connected to God. And I feel more connected to the highest version of myself than I ever have before.
That's awesome. I'm sure lots of people find very eye-opening spiritual awakening moments while dry fasting. And for all of you out there, this whole country of the United States was built on Protestantism. And most of them are reading something called the Bible that has this New Testament story about a guy, a God named Jesus Christ, who actually, after and during his 3-year ministry, decided to wander into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. What's the longest you've known anybody outside of this story? Do you know who has attempted to do dry fasting for multiple weeks? Maybe what's the longest period that you've ever heard that you know of somebody who's actually decided to try to test their limits physically, emotionally, and spiritually, dry fasting?
Seven of me that I know personally. I know that the clinical research points to 28 days. I can't confirm that, but I can confirm that at least 4 or 5 people that I know have gone to 7 days.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a lot of days. That's a lot of stem cells come day 4, 5, 6, 7. That's amazing. A
lot of stem cells.
Very good. All right. So you also wrote in a question. You're like, please make sure you ask me this one. This is probably a good one. For those of you who have ever dry fasted yourself, done a 4 to 5 day fast, maybe you've done this with Sean, his dryfastingwithfriends.com platform. You mentioned that there can be pain before and after a dry fast period. Can you explain to the audiences what they might expect and maybe some of the whys you've learned about pain associated before doing the dry fast and following a dry fast?
Yeah. The pain is healing. That's what it is. And in short, the pain that you're experiencing.
Hold on. Is this pain of like, I'm just hungry pains, or what kind of pains are you talking about?
This is a different type of pain. This can be really localized. So if you've had head injuries and concussions, you can feel it in the different spots in your head. Okay. I have soccer injuries and knees and elbows. They flare up a little bit. For a couple of reasons. One is your body is actually scraping scar tissue to break it down for energy.
Awesome.
It is awesome. I've seen friends of mine who have done this showing me before and after their stretch mark pictures.
So even their range of motions physically should be improved.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you have a lot of injuries, or if you have gut issues, or you had a car accident where you have a sore shoulder or a bad knee, those injuries sometimes will flare up. And that is a healing process, an inflammation that you can predict is going to happen when you go without food and water, that's going and cleaning up at the cellular level those little spots of injury, some back pain. For me, it was like my elbow and my knee. It flared up for a day and a half. And for some people, it can last even after they've rehydrated and renourished. And that is an indication that that spot needed some help. That spot needed acute healing that you can't get any other way other than this healing, this natural innate ability of your body to heal those locations. There are numerous anecdotes. A couple of the most mind-blowing ones. One, a friend of mine was doing the dry fast with us. She had a chip in one of her teeth from a filling that was really bothering her going into the fast. She was playing with her tongue. It was like, she's like, it's so annoying. She forgot about it on day 3, day 4. Day 6, she felt with her tongue, and the cavitation in her tooth had remineralized.
Wow.
5 days. And I said, well, how do you know? So she sends me pictures of this chip on her tooth that filled in over the course of the 5 days. I don't know how common that is, but again, some of the stories of this pain, discomfort a little bit, you know, sometimes you get a stiff back because you're getting cleaned up, and then all of a sudden the pain goes away and your back feels way better than it did, better than even before you had whatever that injury was. So surgeries, scar tissue from surgeries, when that stuff gets cleaned up, it can inflame and you can actually watch some of the scars. They kind of get bright red during the 5 days. And then afterward, they feel better.
That's awesome. All right. So everybody out there, just know you've all sprained your ankle, sprained a wrist, did something. And you know, your body took blood flow, sent it to that area with immune cells to repair that area. Did the place, that part you hurt, did it swell up more than when you injured it? You better believe it. Did you ever wake up the next morning? You're like, man, I thought I iced this enough the night before and the swelling went down, but oh my goodness, it hurts even worse today to stand on my sprained ankle from yesterday. And it's even twice as big as it was yesterday. Yes, your body all night long was sending blood flow to the area to heal that area. And yes, it hurts while the body's repairing tissue that's been injured. That's okay. I'm not worried about inflammation and blood flow being sent to that area. You're just using ice and heat and electric tens units, right, to move the inflammation out, to bring in new blood flow, to keep it healing. And what's in the blood that's being sent to that area? You are praying there's stem cells in there to help that area heal. So this is what you're anticipating during this healing process. It's amazing and very exciting. And I'm really thrilled that people here have an opportunity to learn about the potential you've seen in your own life with helping people around the world find dry fasting ways to remineralize teeth, to improve range of motion, to get rid of pain. But you're aware during that period of healing that the body is directing to that area healing potential, which stands in blood flow, the nutrients in it, and the stem cells coming from your skeleton system. All right. I think this is very exciting. When's your next group going to be participating in a dry fast? How often do you do these?
I want to share one little anecdote. I'll tell everybody where they can go and when the next one is. I'm a skeptical person. So I want to know, I want to see, if I can measure some of the changes, I want to make sure that I can do that. And I did blood work the last 5 day dry fast. I did blood work the day before and I did blood work the day after. Almost all of my markers had improvements. Wonderful. Even though you'd gone through this trial and tribulation of 5 days without food and water, my testosterone went up 200 points in which blew my mind. Here's the other cool thing. And this is kind of gross, but it's okay. I think people will like it.
They can handle it on the show. Go ahead.
Good. One thing that is kind of amazing while you're dry fasting is that you urinate the whole time, because your body is making metabolic water. You make about a liter of water in your body every single day. And so you keep, even though you haven't drank anything for 5 days, you're still producing urine. It changes color because you're burning fat and the fat is releasing through your urine. So one thing that we always suggest is, and again, this is gross, is to capture the very first urination after you start rehydrating. And then we have people freeze it. And then we have people thaw it to see what is in the urine that's now rehydrated and now released in the body. Dr. Artis, I will tell you, I'm happy to share these photos. If people want to see these photos, I will absolutely share them with you.
Please do.
We're talking about red little crystals inside the urine. We're talking about green tints and colors inside the urine. Wow. Cloudiness and sort of a stratification of the different densities of the stuff that comes out of your body. And it is fascinating. Senescent cells, probably chemicals, heavy metals that you can actually see in this pickle jar that you just urinated into, froze, and then thawed and looking at. I'm happy to share the pictures, but I want to know. I want to see the stuff I want the data, or I want to see it for myself to make sure that what I'm doing isn't just a good idea, but is actually measurable or observable.
I think it's awesome. So I'd love to see them.
I'm going to send you our urine hall of fame, and I'll send you some of the best pictures that we've had from some people. So the next Dry Fast with Friends program is January 8th to 12th in 2026. It's the best time to do it. Starting the new year with massive healing, total transformation. Again, everybody can go to dryfastwithfriends.com. There's free resources. There's free eBooks on how you can do intermittent dry fasting on your own. And again, like, you should read a fair bit before you go jumping into this. Don't just take my word for it. Do the research, do the reading, and inform yourself. And we're super passionate about this because it checks all the boxes for us.
This is a very awesome, I believe, discussion for people who probably have never even thought about doing it. We've been so programmed that by propaganda, actually, starting with your breakfast, by the way. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. You got to start eating stuff as soon as you wake up first thing in the morning. Every single day, you got to eat, got to eat, got to eat. Well, if you haven't looked at America, just walk down the street, go to the mall, go to anywhere, go to church. You're going to realize there's something wrong here. The majority of people, it appear, are eating and drinking far too much than their bodies require. That's very obvious. All right. So our goal here is to provide hope, help freeing you at home of symptoms and concerns health-wise that are debilitating you and keeping you a slave of bondage to the pharmaceutical industry. That's the whole goal.
Yeah.
This is an amazing tool, I believe. And I have to say something here that I learned in reading this research study in 2020 on 5-day dry fasting on all these people. I was actually shocked. You mentioned that you're going to urinate the whole time, but you're not putting anything in. The number one thing I was most shocked by in reviewing the tables of everything they were keeping track of, waist circumference, everybody lost 8 centimeters of waist, their waist measurement on average in those 5 days. So they lost weight, they got slimmer. It was great. But the thing that actually shocked me the most was, even though they were urinating all day long, do you know that their blood levels, it never changed from day 1 to day 6. Their blood levels of potassium didn't change at all. You would think their body would excrete potassium and sodium salt out of their urine all day long. You're just eliminating all these nutrients and micronutrients and macronutrients out of your urine every single day, even though you're not putting anything in. The body preserved all of its potassium and didn't release any at all in the urine every day of 5 days during a fast. I found that astounding. I thought that was amazing. I was like, man, the human body's amazing. It's just amazing.
It totally is.
It is self-governing, self-healing. You just got to stop poisoning it and putting so much crap inside of it that you're told you need to be consuming every day. And by crap, I mean anything other than purified structured water and filtered water and anything that's processed that you're all putting into your body all day long, including the sugars we talked about earlier. So dry fasting could be an option for all of you at home that doesn't require buying anything typically, which is amazing. I mean, you don't have to buy anything if you're just gonna do it on your own, but you might want to read some things, you might want to do some research, and you might want to join some people who are doing it with you as a group of support. It's better that way for a lot of people. All right, Sean, anything else about dry fasting you'd like to make sure people know, or where they can find you, follow you, need to go read, study before we all do this in January?
Yeah, I'm easy to find. SeanMcCormick.com is my website.
S-E-A-N is his first name.
Yep. Real Sean McCormick on Instagram. And again, I want to encourage everybody to just go inform yourself. Don't, you know, do the reading and ask yourself, is this the thing? Maybe this is the thing that you've been waiting for and looking for. And obviously, Dr. Artis, you provide people with incredible products, incredible solutions that will help them live their best life, to heal, to regenerate, to live with vitality. This complements all of that.
Yes, it does.
So I want to invite everybody to go to dryfastwithfriends.com. Check it out.
Bring it on. All right. Thank you, Sean McCormick, Real Sean McCormick on other social media platforms. There must be a fake one somewhere because this is the real one. All right. This is what he looks like. This is what he sounds like. Follow this guy. It's going to be amazing. Sean, I appreciate you and everything you've done in helping me be educated more on dry fasting and its benefits and what to look out for and be prepared for. One last thing, though, before we do this. People are going to go study. People are going to learn. I'm going to do it, too. When you talked about pre-toxing, how long before doing the dry fast do you want people focusing on psyllium husk. Make sure you're moving your bowels every day and they're moving every day and the pipes are clean. How many days prior to a fast typically do you want to ensure that pre-tox is happening?
Well, that's just one of the ways, right? Psyllium husk and activated charcoal is just one way. You know, some of the products that you provide are going to help as well. It's going to boost those processes.
I'm just curious from a contextual.
At least a week. At least a week. Two weeks is better to get the absolute most out of the dry fast, but a week is usually sufficient. It doesn't have to disrupt your whole life. If you add some of these things in a week out, you're going to be good.
Very good. All right. And then next question. How often would you recommend a 5-day dry fast for those who are finding benefits and loving it? Would you recommend, hey, you did it now, you completed it, congratulations, just eat bone broth for one day, then go into an immediate another 5-day fast? How often should people consider looking at this as a way to continuously improving and protecting their health?
This can be a lifestyle changer. And for people who got incredible benefits, they're going to want to do it again. And I want to caution that you've been through something so intense and so transformative that you want to wait a year at least before you do another one.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Dunning for a while was doing 2 a year. So he would do a 5-day dry fast every 6 months. I think that there's a case to be made for that. But for sure, you're going to want to wait a year before you do the second one.
Rock and roll. That was awesome. Thank you. That's a great place to summarize that. That helps me a lot. Very good. This isn't something you're going to do every other week. It's not bi-weekly or bi-monthly. It's not every 6 months. Okay, got it. It's once a year, people. All right, everybody. I'm Dr. Artist. We're going to see you next time. This is a special edition of the Dr. Artist Show with Sean McCormick, the real Sean McCormick. dryfastwithfriends.com. This is going to be exciting. Thank you very much. God bless you, sir. We will see you next time, next week on the Dr. Artist Show.